He's the 2008 SEC Coach of the Year, Bobby Johnson. What's going on, Coach?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. You ready to get him back out there and yell at him a little bit?
We practiced today.
That's what we heard.
I got to get ready.
Better cancel that tee time. Bobby, yeah. your team of last season had its ups and downs, but exhibited a certain mental toughness to get you to that winning record and that bowl victory. How do you recapture that?
Well, I think you just look back at what you tried to do last year, and you know it all started, you know, back in the off-season program, and you try to keep it going during the spring practice, and it spills over into the summer preparation, and you know, just it's a huge cycle now. I mean, it used to be, you know, you had a little time off between the seasons, and then you know, summer was not as organized as it used to be, and you know, back when I played, heck, you know, you had a bunch of time off, but now it's a complete cycle, and you just keep going through and trying to get the younger guys up to speed with the olders, and just try to keep that momentum going.
Frank hates spring practice. He was talking about earlier, everybody else on campus is hanging out in the quad, throwing the frisbee, and he's down there hitting the sled.
Playing the guitar.
Well, you got to know.
I doubt if Frank ever hit a sled.
You got to know that, though. You got to know that spring practice is a dread for the players. Yeah, once you get in there and you're working, but when you're walking over there, it stinks.
It is, but just think. You know, spring practice, at least you get to play a lot of football. You know, during the season, practice is, you know, getting the game plan ready, yeah. And you do this over and over. You get to compete a lot more in spring practice, and, you know, it just seems more fun than doing drills to me. So, you know, we want to get out there and compete and play a lot of football, put them in situations where they got to produce under pressure, and you know, it's just fun to watch them do that. And I think once they get out on the field and you get through about the first four periods where you're doing some drills, you know, they like spring practice better than they do regular practice.
With 19 starters coming back, I was looking at the depth chart a minute ago. It seems like every position is a guy who played a lot last year. What are some of the priorities as you work through this spring period of practices?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, redo our secondary. And this gives us a great chance to do it. Myron Lewis had shoulder surgery last week, so he's going to be out for spring, and that's going to put Jamie Graham back in the spotlight, Casey Hayward at corner, Alan Strong at corner. Those guys are going to have to, you know, step up. Rich Tompkins is going to have a chance to get in there and show us what he can do. And, you know, the corner is a lot more important right now to get worked up, because we got some safeties coming back who have played a good bit and who can do it there. So that's one thing. The quarterback situation, obviously, you know, we found out last year that you need at least three guys you got to have ready and are capable. So, you know, we feel like we got those guys, and they're looking forward to a spring where they can compete. And the running game, without Jared Hawkins out there, he's not going to be able to make it. It gives chance for Gaston Miller and Kennard Reeves and Jermaine Doster and, you know, those guys a chance to get in there and prove something.
You mentioned quarterback, and we all know about the experience of Mackenzie Adams, but how excited are you about what you saw out of Larry Smith late in the season last year?
We're excited. You know, we kind of hope that would happen. You know, with Chris Nixon and McKenzie last year, we weren't counting on Larry to come in there and do great things, but we knew he was going to be a player in there somewhere some time for us, because he's just too smooth of an operator to keep on the bench, and it's good to have those guys available.
Have you named a starter yet for the opener?
The opener of spring practice.
Yeah, who starts?
No, I meant the
game?
Fall.
You win the prize, Frank. First question about the starting quarterback.
I figure, hey, why not? Throw it out there. Hey,
you get to hit the sled 10 times.
There you go. He needs it, Bobby. What about the need? Maybe
sled might hit him.
Exactly, Bobby. What about the need to feature Brandon Barton more at tight end? Plus, you also have Justin Green and just what a strength area that position is.
Oh, don't forget about Austin Monahan.
Yeah,
Austin,
that's true
was
too.
The
yeah,
starter before he hurt his scapula last year, and you know, we feel great about that position. We'll probably do more things with those guys, and you know, Brandon Barden, I think, has proven that you know he's a threat with the ball under his arms and catching it, but he needs to block better, and Austin needs to catch better, and Justin Green needs to get a little tougher. So everybody's got things they can get better at, and you know, hopefully we can identify them and try to help them do it.
You guys got very creative on the offensive side of the ball, you know, bringing DJ Moore over, you know, when you needed him, even, you know, form-fitted Jamie Graham there, you know, for a while. But, you know, what about identifying more playmakers on that side of the ball? You know, I know you had some guys injured last year, but first of all, what does wide receiver look like for you?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of an unknown for us, really. We've got some young guys. I think, you know, John Cole will be back. We got some transfers that, you know, got to prove that they're going to be able to, you know, be eligible and come in here and do the work academically, you know. But if it all, you know, falls into place, you know, we're going to have some good players there. Justin Wheeler and Alex Washington are coming back. I think Uta Muma is going to be a good player for us. John Cole, we mentioned him. Terrence Jeffers, you know, if he can get his academics in line, you know, it's a lot of stuff with about transfer hours and things like that. But Terrence Jeffers is a talent. I mean, he could be an exceptional player, and you know, that's one thing we're going to have to see if we can get done.
With you naming Des Kitchings and Rick Logo your co-special teams coordinators, how does that change maybe the way you approach that part of the game going into the season or even as you work through spring ball?
Well, you know, spring ball, we're going to concentrate maybe on trying to get our kicker, you know, Brian Honfelt graduate and Ryan Fowler's taking over. We're just going to work on him, and we're not going to do a whole lot of scheme stuff on things like punt return and punt. We feel good about our schemes there. So when we made co-coordinators, you know, basically Dez is going to be over the teams that have offensive personnel, right, you know, like punt team and extra point and field goal. And Rick's going to be, you know, with the guys like with defensive personnel, like punt return and extra point field goal block and kickoff. So, you know, I think it puts a little more emphasis on each of those teams by dividing it up. And those guys are responsible. They're going to make sure we're doing things right.
Coach, is there any rule changes that you that has come across your desk as far as, you know, whatever you need to kind of work on maybe in the spring, just some just general rules changes?
I don't think there are going to be any major rule changes for, you know, the first time in about 3 or 4 years, which is great. You know,
what were they saying about trying? I know you guys used the technique on the kind of the soccer style punter. And were they trying to kind of get rid of that or something? I had heard at some point they were trying to change that.
No, the only thing that they were proposing was to take away the protection of roughing the punter.
Oh, okay.
If he starts to go that in that direction. If it looks like he's a rugby punter, he's not going to be protected by the roughing the punter rule.
But they never changed that.
No, not okay. Yet, but it's proposed, and I think that'll be changed. I don't think he'll be afforded that luxury anymore because, you know, you don't know whether the guy's going to run it or kick it or pass it or, you know, whatever. So you need to be able to, you know, protect yourself as a defense. So I think he's going to lose that protection. And to tell you the truth, I never knew he had it until they proposed the rule. We were trying to go over there and get him anyway.
He just threw him to the wolves.
Yeah.